zeroing in on the former president, Lisa Brady, Fox News. The House committee probing the Capitol riot offering one more public airing of its evidence.
What did President Trump know? What was he told? What was his personal and substantial role in the multi-part plan to overturn the election?
Committee Chair Benny Thompson, as the panel argues, there's an ongoing threat to democracy if Trump and others aren't held accountable. Trump has called the committee treasonous and aimed at preventing him from running again. North Korea fires off another ballistic missile. South Korea says it was sent toward its eastern waters as Pyongyang also flew warplanes near their shared border, prompting South Korea to scramble fighter jets. North Korea said earlier this week that a recent string of missile tests were meant as a warning to South Korea and the U.S. for staging joint naval exercises. President Biden is in California, continuing a Western swing aimed at focusing on his economic agenda, which he insists is making progress despite another worse-than-expected report on inflation. Consumer prices up 8.2% year-over-year in September.
President Joe Biden releasing a statement saying that inflation over the last 3 months has averaged 2% at an annualized rate, down from 11% the prior quarter. But the president says prices are still too high.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Republicans say the president's policies are fueling high prices. He argues Republicans will make things worse if they win back control of Congress. The gunman who committed mass murder at a Florida high school will be spared the death penalty.
He's going to go to prison and he will die in prison. And I will be waiting to read the news on that.
Fred Guttenberg, among victims' parents, upset by the jury's decision for Nicholas Cruz, who will be sentenced November 1st. He killed 14 students and three staffers in 2018. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The plan to avoid a freight rail strike that could rattle the U.S. economy remains on track, but it's still not a done deal yet.
In mid-September, President Biden said after intervening in the dispute between unions and rail freight companies that a tentative deal had been reached and it appeared a strike was averted.
Together, we reached an agreement. You reached an agreement that will keep our critical rail system working and avoid disruptions of our economy.
But now the Associated Press reports just 5 of 12 rail unions have agreed to the contract. And earlier this week, over half of the workers in one of the larger unions rejected the deal, saying the contract doesn't really address the lack of paid time off, like sick time, which had been an earlier sticking point. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A sixth union has just ratified the deal, so six more to go. Lebanon just approving a new maritime border with Israel, an agreement mediated by the U.S. and also approved by Israel's cabinet. With the midterms less than a month away now, there's an uptick in election-related searches online.
Google seeing a surge of Americans searching for voter registration, with searches for midterm election polls doubling in search interest over the past week. According to the tech company, people in the U.S. searching for midterm election over the past month were also searching for electoral college and for the 2024 United States presidential election. When it comes to political issues, Google reveals searches for wages, Social Security, health care, unemployment, and abortion were the most searched over the last 3 months in the U.S. California said to be searching for inflation the most, followed by the District of Columbia and Massachusetts.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. A wild ride on Wall Street with an early sell-off after the inflation report, the Dow dropping more than 500 points. But now it's up 806 points, getting back over 30,000. The S&P and the NASDAQ also up more than 2%. Biggest comeback in years for stocks. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.